welcome to Spawned, a common sense, generally fun, and hopefully helpful discussion on parenting and parenting culture. Hey, I'm Kristen Chase.
And I'm Liz Gumbiner. We're the co-founders of CoolMomPics.com. And today we are going to talk about, it was like a whole Cool Picks episode, Kristen, right?
Yeah.
Our 10 favorite Cool Picks from our holiday gift guides this year to help you out last minute. We got you covered.
Yes, and we will be right back with all of our Cool Picks for the holidays right after this. This episode of Spawned is brought to you by Remind, who you might already know. They're used by over 80% of U.S. public schools for communications between teachers, parents, and students, and my son's ice hockey team. But did you know that Remind Tutoring provides 2nd through 12th graders with one-on-one online tutoring sessions with experienced certified math teachers? Once you're matched with a tutor, your tutor will start the first session by getting to know your child, introducing the subject areas, setting goals, and providing an assessment if necessary. You can schedule to meet your tutor once a week or several times a week, and it's super easy to cancel a session at any time. Your child and their tutor can problem solve on their interactive whiteboard, and you can even send homework assignments through their easy-to-use chat. Your tutor will then send a summary of what was covered after each session. And get this, Spawned listeners, you'll get your first session free. That's right, you'll get your first session free, and then it's just $40 a session. So whether your child needs help with elementary math, or you've got teens like us who are working on more advanced subjects like geometry or calculus, Remind Tutoring can help. Go to remind.com/tutoring. That's remind.com/tutoring to claim your first free session. Again, go to remind.com/tutoring. It's just like sitting around the kitchen table with your kid's favorite teacher, only online.
So, Kristen, I love when we do this every year where we pull out some of our favorite holiday gifts from our holiday gift guide. I know that on one hand, everybody's kind of shopping early because they're freaked out about the supply chain issues. On the other hand, everybody's shopping super late because we're all exhausted and totally busy and haven't gotten around to it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you nailed it.
So let's just go back and forth and share some of our favorite picks. And we're going to give you some ideas also for how to gift it or how to do an IOU or how to present it if for some reason it cannot make it under the tree in time for Christmas. And by the way, I kind of give Christmas gifts all through the season. Like sometimes I don't see people until New Year's Eve or December 29th. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, that's a great point. And I know the post office is being flooded. It's just everyone's really tired and exhausted. I feel like it's been a very taxing year. So you know what? If gifts are arriving a little late, it's a great excuse to see someone in the new year because you have a gift for them. So don't worry if some of these things aren't available right now. You can get them and people will be happy to receive them whenever you can.
Yeah, I look at it like just extending the holiday gifting season a little longer.
Absolutely.
Like nothing like getting a little surprise gift on January 4th.
All right, so what you got, Liz?
Okay, so first of all, our frequent listeners will know this because I've mentioned it a couple times. Aloysia Skincare from Aloysia Beauty, which is a woman-run company that does Korean-style beauty products, all natural. They're amazing. I am so obsessed with these products. I'm actually getting them for people on my list.
Ooh.
We wrote about their Glow Gentle Exfoliator, and I love their cleansing duo, and they're so beautifully packaged. Like I would normally think to get someone a face cleanser for Christmas, but I would get these. They're amazing. So if you want to gift it, listen, it's the kind of thing where you can order it in advance,
right,
and then get like a tiny mirror or a jade roller or something like that from the drugstore as kind of like a little IOU. Or you know what you can do? You can go to Instagram and print out Kate Hudson on Instagram raving about them, or visit the box and put that into the card and do something clever about how like you're going to now have, you know, Vivica Fox's skin.
Okay. That is pretty clever. I love that idea. And I know you love that stuff. And I have to say to the listeners, if you haven't figured it out yet, Liz is super picky. I mean, we're both really picky, but if you are raving about a beauty product, then you really need to go get it if Liz is raving.
I've tried a lot of beauty products over the past 15 years. And so when it's the stuff where I start to panic, if I'm running out, that's how I know I really like it. Because some stuff you like it, the bottle's out, and then you're like, eh, done. This is the stuff I'm going to keep using. It's really great.
Perfect. Well, you know, I mentioned the Dolly Parton holiday gift guide a couple of episodes ago. I'm still obsessed with it. I'm still obsessed with that darn welcome mat. I love that one so much. It's just so clever. You know how I love plays on words and like all those kinds of fun things. They just make me laugh. And so for people who are like, what is she talking about? It's a welcome mat and it just says, welcome everyone. And then Dolly's face is there. And then underneath it says, except Jolene, right? It's like so super cute and clever. Of course, I realize that shipping may be an issue right now, but we're not the only ones that love Dolly. She is everywhere. And I was just at Target a couple nights ago and I saw a bunch of Dolly stuff in the book section, if you're looking specifically, but you could do some fun things. You could make like a playlist of songs. You know, you could head over to your local big box store and find a little something and then let people know that those little clever gifts that we put in our gift guide, which by the way, we will link all of these things up for you on our site, you know, and let them know that it's on the way.
You know what I would do too, which would be awesome. If you have like a used record store near you, I would totally get like an old Dolly record or cassette tape or something, which would be so cool. I would just have that on my shelf. Like, I love that.
That is so smart. All right. You must run a website where you like help people find gifts.
I know. It's almost like we do this for a living. Okay. So Christina, our senior associate editor, she did an amazing gift roundup of Hygge gifts. Am I saying that right? H-Y-G-G-E, Hygge, which is all about cozy, comfy. It's Danish, right? It's a Danish word. And I think there's like a different word for it in Swedish that's similar. It's like a whole Scandinavian vibe. It's a vibe. That's the best way I can think about it. All about being cozy and comfort and the things that just bring you like peace and comfort.
Perfect for now.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's been trending on our site for weeks. So I love everything in this guide, but I want to put in just a few little things in it.
Okay.
So first of all, there's this heated throw blanket.
Love.
That she found. That is amazing. I have one and it's really good. There's also, I've talked about them before. Harlem Candle Company has incredible, gorgeous holiday scents and you're supporting a Black woman-owned business right in New York City. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I even got one for my daughter. Hopefully she's not listening to this because it was on her Christmas list. That's how much she loves it. But listen, if you can't get that in time, Homestick Candles is really popular and that's around a lot of like independent boutiques or small pharmacies.
Yeah, I've seen them around.
And they have a scent called Nutcracker that is delightful. And I am as picky about candle scents as I am about beauty products. It's like vanilla with spice, but it's not like too Christmassy and it's not too sweet. It is perfect. We've been burning it all season. And I always think those are the kinds of things where you get a few of them for, oh gosh, I forgot my manicurist or, oh, I got to give like a little extra thing in addition to a bonus for my nanny. So it's a great little gift to keep on hand. But if you need something bigger, that heated throw blanket is amazing.
All right.
How about you?
What's yours? I've been scouring that one. Well, you know, we found some really cool ideas. Christina was at it again for our tech stocking stuffers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, these are really great for last minute because so many stores that you are frequenting right now, and if you are ordering from the Amazon, right, if you're ordering last minute things, let me just say, you can find these things in the next few days. But the pick that I have, not sure if you can. It's so smart though. It's just a mute button. And I was like, okay, wait, is this a gag?
It's so smart.
But what it does is it just lights up. You plug it in to your computer and it lights up. And essentially it lets you know whether you're muted or not during meetings. Like, how smart is that? Because like, you don't want to be like yelling at your kids or like saying something mean about a coworker under your breath. Like,
let alone you're on mute. Like, you're on mute. Hey, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Yes.
Like when somebody's like, talking and you can't hear them.
That's so funny because I was just in a meeting yesterday and the person was like, if I had a dollar for every single time I had to tell someone they were muted. So this is the way to avoid that. But you know, if you can't get that one, the other pick in there that I love, and I just saw again at Target, where there's like little tiny Bluetooth speakers. There's one that's like Baby Yoda. They have all sorts of like gaming and Pokemon characters. They're generally under $20 and they are really, really good. Like they actually give great sound. And pro tip, by the way, think about other places to find tech gifts like Urban Outfitters, which my teens love. They have a really great tech section. So, you know, just kind of look around, think outside the box if you're looking for tech gifts.
Plus, you know, places like Nordstrom have tech gifts and Nordstrom Rack. And a lot of these places, including Target, you can order, you know, and have it shipped to your local store or they'll just hold it for you if it's in stock. So you just run over and pick it up. In fact, I'm doing that with our local bookstores because I wanted to order more stuff from local bookstores this year. Mm-hmm. And so that brings me to my next pick.
Okay.
Yes, I called our local bookstore and I ordered some really like arcane Desai Japanese books that are mainly only printed in Japanese for my daughter, things like that. But I also ordered, well, first of all, the Mel Brooks new memoir. That is definitely like a dad gift for me.
Yes.
And it's like selling out like crazy. Have a local store order it for you.
Yeah.
The other thing is in our gift guide for men who have everything and they're really creative ideas in here. Christina and I worked on this together and found really good stuff. The Dave Grohl memoir is an amazing gift for, first of all, he's an incredible guy, mm-hmm. but everyone is loving the memoir. And that's just like such a cool last minute gift. You can get it somewhere local. But you know, if you want to up the ante, because it was a creative gift guide, we actually found autograph versions of it and linked to those. So that's the kind of thing like, you know, you want to make it a little special for a big Foo Fighters fan in your life. You can find that. And you could do the same for anybody. You can look for Stephen King books. You can look for, I don't know how easy it is to find Zora Neale Hurston autograph books, but like, I think pretty much any author that you love,
yes,
you can find something depending on your price. So that's kind of a cool gift. And that's in our gift guide for men who have everything, except for these things.
Except for those things. And it's funny because I also have books on my favorite picks list. This is a little different though. And this cookbook, it's David Atherton's. For people who are great British baking show fans, he was a former winner and he has released the most adorable cookbook for kids. They're a sponsor on our site, but we love when sponsors are things we love anyway. I cannot tell you how great this book is. It's called Make, Bake, and Learn to Cook. It is so cute. The illustrations are lovely. They're all sort of like classic things that your kids should probably know how to make. I say that from like a Western culture standpoint, right? Like it's like French toast and baked ziti and like those sorts of things. So keep that in mind.
Creative. He kind of amps it up. It's not just regular.
He totally amps it up. Super creative. And it's just really fun. It's easy to follow. I have to say it's like one of the best kids cookbooks that I have seen. You can find this at any of your favorite bookstores right now, but you can always make it a little giftier. Head over to Cool Mom Eats. We have so many fun gift ideas, you know, in this one, which is like kitchen gifts under $25. It's those oven mitts that you keep raving about, Liz. They're so cool.
They're the best.
Look like gloves.
Yes.
So you could add stuff like that into the mix, get a cute apron. We have all of those suggestions over on Cool Mom Eats. And this is a great way to patronize maybe some of your local stores, right? If you have a local sort of small business kitchen store, or you have a boutique that has aprons, like go to your local bookstore, grab this book, and then you can add a few things to make it even giftier.
Or, you know, you can also just like make some homemade cookies and put it in with that. It does not always have to be stuff that you buy. And
yes,
I love the roundup on Cool Mom Eats where we polled all of our readers and we got 18 of their favorite holiday cookies. Like there's such a great variety in there. I'm so excited to make cookies starting this weekend.
Yes.
So it's a good excuse to make them and not eat them all yourself is give them as to make a gift a little more like DIY, a little more special with a cookbook like that.
Yeah. Great idea. You got to get them out of your house, though. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, move them out.
No kidding. Thalia has been obsessed with ginger snaps for some reason. She's supposed to do her third batch, I think, because she's determined to
go.
Right? And of course, they're one of my favorite cookies. I'm like, please get them out of the house.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get these away. So you have subscription gifts on your list, and so do I. So I'm curious to know, you know, can you talk a little bit about that, too? Because subscription gifts, we've featured them for so many years, and I feel like people are just starting to believe that they're, like, legit gifts because it's like you don't have anything tangible. And so I don't know, people think it's like lazy or last minute, but there's so many good ones.
I have been getting them for my partner, for my dad, for my mom. I've gotten subscription gifts for a lot of people in my life for years and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
From like food boxes that come once a month to Southern Scholar has socks we've written about before. They're very affordable. I had that for John for like, I don't know, I think I gave him like a 3-month subscription. He loved them so much. I just kept renewing it. So he got new socks for 2 years. Subscription gifts are great, but here's something that you can definitely get in time for the holidays. It's not like cheating with a gift card if it's something this special. I love the idea of gifting the Calm app. a subscription to the Calm app this year.
Yes.
And, you know, alternatively, Audible or Libro FM subscription would be amazing. So Audible, you probably know it's for audiobooks. I've been really into audiobooks lately. You can do that for kids or adults. But Libro FM, similar to Audible, except all the books end up supporting a local bookstore of your choice. So it's kind of a nice way to do audiobooks. Maybe you pay like a little bit more, but like you're keeping communities in business.
Totally. And you know what? Preload the app. Like if you want to make it extra giftier, then like preload it with like some of your favorite books. We do roundups of like the best books of the year. We have so many book recommendations on Cool Mom Picks. Like you can just add a few books on there and give the app. It's
absolutely
really nice.
And you know, for the Calm app, which I really love, you know, you can do Headspace as well. There's a lot that people like, but I love Calm because it's not just the meditations and body checks and breathing. There's sleep stories. Like I always rave about them, but you can give that as a gift and like put the gift card that you print out into like a little thing of lavender that you get from a local florist or, you know, even from a CVS or a drugstore. You can put in like a little pair of affordable Bluetooth headphones that you get at a local pharmacy or drugstore as well. You can find like just little ways if you get creative to make it feel a little more gifty. So it's not just like, here's your gift card. Yeah.
Yes. Which by the way, my teens don't care about. My teens are like, great.
No, same.
Show me the money.
My kids are like, here's the list of all the shops I want gift cards to. And Kristen, way back when we were very reluctant to even write up gift cards.
I know.
But you know, sometimes that's what people want.
It's true. That's just what they want. But I love the idea of making it just a little bit giftier. And sometimes I'll push my kids in that direction. It's like, okay, gift card is great. You want to give that to your friend. Like, how can we make this like a little extra special and personalized? So we've got all kinds of ideas on our site. I do want to add my pick, which is also a subscription gift, but I think a lot of people don't think about this one for some reason. And it's Masterclass.
Yes.
Which is like the best gift ever. In fact, I got it a couple years ago from my good friend and I love it. It's also a really great gift for like couples or for a family or for teens and parents. I mean, the classes on there are kind of insane. You know, famous actors, directors, stylists, artists, like all of these people that you know and love are teaching their craft on this app. I think it's so, so, so worth it.
It is. It's really smart. And they're affordable now. It's like 2-for-1. All these services that are kind of last minute are doing really good deals right now. So it's a good opportunity to do that. Plus, we've talked about this before. It's a nice thing to do together. It's like a together gift. Like if you're giving this for a partner, boyfriend, husband, wife, do like the cooking class with Alice Waters together. Or there's drum lessons with Ringo Starr. Everybody's back into the Beatles again now. Or, you know, we even wrote up there's skateboarding lessons with Tony Hawk.
It's so cool. We've talked about this with past guests too. And like when it comes to relationships, whether it's with your partner or with your kids, like actually doing something, learning a new skill, that is so valuable and important. And we don't do a lot of that, right? And we certainly don't do a lot of it for fun.
Yeah.
Right? Like we have to learn a new app for work or kids have to learn a new skill for school. So this can just be like a fun thing that you do together. So anyway, that's my fourth recommendation is a Masterclass subscription.
I love it. And to make it more gifty, if you're picking a particular item, like you want to give the drumming class with Ringo Starr, find like some Beatles mug and put it inside that and wrap it up.
Yes. And some earplugs.
But like if it's, you know, Alice Waters or one of the cooking classes, there's Gordon Ramsay, which scares me a little, but he's on there. One of the things in the Cool Mom Eats guide to kitchen holiday gifts under $25, there's those adorable spatulas from Tavolo that have like little funny Christmas puns on them and stuff. They're really cute. So that's the kind of thing that could just make it like that much more special and it does not have to cost a lot of money.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. What's my next pick? Let's see.
Yeah. What's your last one? I can't believe we've been whipping through these.
I know. So my last thing, because, you know, this is near and dear to my heart and yours, is I just cannot recommend enough giving charity gift cards to people you love. I think so many of us this year are feeling blessed to have whatever it is we have. And so many people are really struggling. We had a tradition when my kids were younger. Every year we would go to the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, and each kid would pick an animal to adopt. They would get to participate themselves. And then they knew in a few weeks they would get like the little stuffed animal and the certificate representing that animal. And it was really nice. But like, I think this year I'm really focused on donors choose.
Yes, please. Teachers.
Yes. You've given that that to me. Like, we've given that to our own staff just to give people a gift card for Donors Choose. It means they can then go through and pick a school project near them. They can pick one in a particular area. They can focus on, you know, STEM or creative writing or theater or like a topic that they're interested in. There's so many ways to search and help public school classrooms that are really, really, really struggling right now and can use it. And Kristen, I don't know if you saw that viral video last week, that horrific thing about teachers scrambling to stuff money into their shirts in a cash grab to raise money for their schools. It made me sick.
Yeah.
And so it made me up my commitment to supporting teachers so they don't have to humiliate themselves to just buy like chalk for their freaking classrooms, you know?
I know. It was, I couldn't actually, I was just so upset by it. We know that teachers, especially now, are just, they're exhausted. They're working their butts off, and anything that we can do to support them. It's such a wonderful gift too, by the way, because pretty much every single time I've donated, and I do this with my kids at the end of the year, I have them pick a classroom and we try to like finish out, you know, a classroom's request.
Yeah.
And we get cards and letters and pictures from the classroom.
Oh yeah.
So it's a wonderful gift because you can send those to the person you gifted that to. So if you give them a Donors Choose gift card, like they'll get those cards and letters and photos. And I just have to say, it's so, so wonderful.
I don't know about you. I sit there and sob reading every single one. Like, you know, the teachers often have, if you haven't done this before, their students, let's say you donate to like a second grade classroom to get them 3 Chromebooks or something. You will get a handwritten note that they have each kid write, like, thank you so much, Liz and Thalia and Sage, or like whoever you sign the card from. I love the Chromebook. I can make games. I can code or something. And it's just every single kid writes one. It's unbelievable. It feels really good. It does good. And lifting everybody up just helps all of us.
I totally agree. I think that's an amazing pick. And in fact, I sort of wish we had ended with that one. Shall we just do 9?
No, let's just do one more fun one because, you know, you could do a gift card and you can also give a kid some cool, like, little gift, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this is my pick. I'm still kind of blown away that this is a thing and I don't even play basketball, but did you all know that, like, you can get basketballs personalized? I think that is the coolest thing ever. I really do. And, you know, I know it's tough right now because it's last minute to find personalized gifts, but we always talk about experience gifts. And I know that's a little tricky right now. You know, things are sort of up in the air as they have been, but there are a lot of sporting events and theater and all kinds of stuff that, you know, are happening now, but will hopefully be happening in the future. And so you can get tickets. So you could get like WNBA tickets if you have
a kid who loves
basketball, and then order them a personalized basketball. It has their name on it. It's a Wilson basketball with their name. It's so, so cool. But I think with the personalized gifts last minute, it can be tough, but don't discount them, by the way, because it's so great to get them maybe in a few weeks. And then you can say, hey, we're actually going to go and do this thing together. And that's a beautiful gift.
So. Plus, like we said, you know, not everybody is giving all their gifts on the 25th. I mean, I have nieces and I won't be seeing them until like the 29th. So I get a little extra leeway. I can order stuff now. Some of these smaller vendors will have more stock then, and I don't have to pay for rush shipping. So keep that in mind. Like, not everything has to be under a tree on the 25th. You may have a little wiggle room in there for people in your life.
Yes, absolutely. And listen, we will link up everything that we talked about. We have so much more. We have all sorts of DIY gifts, things you can do last minute. This is our Olympics, really. It truly is. So head over to coolmompics.com. You can also reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're at coolmompics. If you need last minute gift help, we are so happy to help you. So let us know who you're shopping for. Let us know their budget. We're here to help you make this as wonderful as a holiday season as it can be.
And I just want to say, in the spirit of giving and giving back, a little shout out to our friend Rue Powell, who's been doing some incredible things lately. If you follow her, look up Rue Powell, you'll be blown away. She was so nice to tweet that she was eternally grateful for our holiday gift guides every year, that we always find the stuff that isn't the same old thing that she sees all the time in all the other gift guides. And I am grateful for people like that who support us and support what we do, because we put a lot of time and love into it. And I hope it helps you. So before we go, let us tell you about our other sponsor. We are so happy to welcome Elixinol, and especially me on a personal level, because they offer award-winning CBD products that can help with everything from sleep to stress. And let me tell you, that's what's gotten me through the last 2 years. Elixinol products are made with high-quality USA-grown hemp derived from supercritical CO2 extraction. That sounds very fancy. But what that means is it's basically just the cleanest extraction method, so you know you're getting good quality CBD. Their sleep goodnight capsules pair CBD with plant-sourced melatonin and support optimal sleep, promote calm and relaxation, and they help keep your circadian rhythms in tune. Anybody who uses a happy light knows exactly what I'm talking about. And their calm stress support capsules, again, calling my name, can help you stay cool, calm, and collected. They pair ashwagandha, I hope I'm saying that right, which is a natural root known for its calming effect, with CBD to help relieve occasional stress and promote a positive mood, which we could all use right about now, for sure. And that's not all of the popular products that you'll find from Elixinol. Definitely check out their daily balance tincture and their everyday rapid reset liposome, which can help with digestion. They've even got topical gels, like a sports gel for muscle tightness and aches. There's really an incredible range of stuff, either for you or for a gift or a way to start the new year a little more chill. And lucky us, we've got a special offer just for our listeners. You can save 40% site-wide at elixinol.com. That's E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L, elixinol.com, using code COOLMOM40, all one word, COOLMOM number 40, at E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L, elixinol.com, through March 31st, 2022. So for those of you listening to this after the holidays, you're in luck. Again, that's 40% off with COOLMOM40, at elixinol.com. Fantastic deal and so much great stuff on there for you or anyone else on your list.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Spawn. This is our last episode of 2021. What? Huge thanks to our awesome engineer, John Bowen. We'll be back in 2022 with all new episodes.
And hey, if you've got a moment and can close out the year by leaving us a nice, kind, sweet Apple 5-star review, we would so appreciate your time when you do that, and subscribe and download our episodes or tweet about us or share on social like Rue did. It really helps other listeners like you find us and means so much to us.
And you can also find us on Facebook. We have a Spawned podcast community. We have a recipe rescue group, which is hopping right now because of the holidays, and also Out Tech Your Kids, a tech positive community for parents. We answer your questions and help you deal with all the woes, the ups and downs of digital parenting. And of course, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. We're everywhere. You can find us. You know where we are. Hit us up. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for listening to Spawned today, this year, every year. We're so grateful for you. This is Liz.
And this is Kristen. Have a great day.
Bye.